My name is Ron Willoughby. I live in North Haverhill, New Hampshire. We have all heard the many negatives regarding Northern Pass, including reduced property values, ruined vistas, and the dangers of a huge electromagnetic field. These are not opinions. These are irrefutable facts. My personal experience will lend credence to them. I currently have a 1 million volt power line, a DC line, very similar to what Northern Pass is proposing, coming over my property that goes from Quebec to Massachusetts. The lines snap, hum, crackle. Whenever we have rain, snow, sleet, anything that has a lot of moisture in it. The electromagnetic field is huge. It is known to cause leukemia. You've heard that from other speakers tonight, and other ailments as well. Would you want your kids playing near it? The project started out over my property in 1928 with one set of towers. It then went to two, and it then went to three sets of towers. The right-of-way over my property is 300 feet wide. So they've got three sets of towers, total of a million volts, in 300 feet. Northern Pass wants 1,200 feet. You can guess why. This is only the tip of the iceberg that we're hearing about. I had my property appraised before and after the alternative route was proposed because I am very close to the alternative route. The value of my property declined in that short period of time by $200,000. And these are appraisals done by very respected real estate agents. I was also told that if I sold it, I would have to add a disclosure stating that Northern Pass might come through that area. Might. I'm not even on the main route. And that if I did not do this, I could be sued by any person who bought it, if in fact the project did come through that area. Northern Pass claims that there will be 1,200 short-term jobs created. I'm a little dubious of those numbers, but even if it's true, those jobs, with the exception of logging and clearing of land and things like that, are not going to go to common New Hampshire people. Erecting towers and stringing transmission lines, some probably by a helicopter, are very highly technical jobs, and the average electrician isn't even qualified to work on projects like that. Hydro-Quebec presently supplies most of the power for Vermont. They also own dams in northern New Hampshire, and they also supply power to the New England grid. If we have a terrorist attack on one company, it could put most of New England in the dark. I don't think it's a good idea to concentrate the power that way. Northern Pass is unwanted, unneeded, and it would be bad for New Hampshire. Once built, it's too late. Our governor, our executive counselor, Ray Burton, both U.S. senators, and various other officials have, look at what it says. It says wrap up, it doesn't say end it. Do not sell your neighbors in northern New Hampshire out. Don't take the position that if it is not over your land, then it's all right. It is not all right. I guarantee you that any person who might think